This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico is betting big that cash can persuade people to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, offering the largest single cash prize among a growing number of states staging lotteries to promote inoculations. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced today that vaccinated residents who register on New Mexico's Vax to the Max portal can win prizes from a pool totaling $10 million that includes a $5 million grand prize. Ohio and California are also offering lotteries that have shown some success in boosting vaccination rates. California previously offered the single largest prize of $1.5 million. The prizes in New Mexico are coming from federal pandemic relief money. At least 55% of eligible residents in the state are fully vaccinated, but the Department of Health wants to reach 70% and close in on possible herd immunity. The prize money offered by New Mexico would go far in the state that's one of the poorest in the country, ranking 48th in per capita income of around $45,800. Starting next week, New Mexico officials will draw prizes of $250,000 in each of four different regions of the state, as well as smaller prizes ranging from lottery scratcher tickets to in-state vacation packages and museum tickets. The $5 million prize drawing will be held in August. A special congressional election in New Mexico is testing political enthusiasm among Democrats in an increasingly progressive district last won by a Republican in 2006. The winner of today's four-way election for the first congressional district will fill a seat left vacant by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland as she joined the Biden cabinet. Republican State Senator Mark Morris' campaign to flip the seat has highlighted concerns about crime in Albuquerque and has painted his Democratic opponent as a radical progressive. Democratic State Representative Melanie Stansberry has aligned her campaign closely with initiatives from the Biden administration. State election regulators announced this afternoon that registered Democrats slightly outnumbered Republicans at the polls. Unaffiliated and minor party voters accounted for 14% of ballots. Polls are open until 7 p.m. A case that had many backcountry experts concerned about people no longer reporting avalanches has come to a close. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Evan Hannibal and Tyler DeWitt accidentally set off a backcountry avalanche in Colorado more than a year ago. That slide covered a service road and destroyed equipment used to set off other avalanches. Prosecutors planned to use the border's own camera footage that they gave to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center and were seeking nearly $170,000 in restitution. Instead, they settled for 20 hours of community service and a year of unsupervised probation. Attorney Jason Flores-Williams says his clients were trained in backcountry safety and still face these charges. So this could be a warning to others hoping to join the backcountry trend.
In a real honest and fair way, you know, maybe this is good that it just says to people, okay, you're going to ride in the backcountry. It's a serious thing.
That said, Flores Williams wants to keep defending people's rights to use the backcountry. He just hopes they get the right training. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The Mountain West News Bureau is a public media collaborative. Fires in New Mexico's Gila National Forest have burned nearly 70 square miles after lightning strikes earlier this month. Officials said yesterday one of the blazes is mostly under control. National Forest spokeswoman Marta Call said the Doji Fire in western New Mexico is now 86% contained. The blaze has burned about 20 square miles on federal land in the Gila National Forest. A separate fire in the same forest also started after a lightning strike this month, according to the Forest Service. The Johnson Fire has burned around 46 square miles. Fire officials didn't include a containment estimate in an update yesterday. Fire officials say they will allow burning that is healthy for forests, but are monitoring the threat the Johnson Fire may pose to the nearby Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, a treasured pre-Columbian settlement preserved in rock. Trails into the Gila closed to the public today to protect public safety. A much smaller fire started Friday outside of Cuba in northern New Mexico. The cause remains unknown. The fire could threaten local property and oil infrastructure, according to the Forest Service. This is KUNM.